He's a creator, an innovator. His passion is why we listen. His knowledge is why we want to be educated.
He really has spent his life focusing on people that make excuses.
With a man who has turned around over 800 bars throughout the world, Bar Rescue's John Taffer.
If you do tomorrow what you did today, you will get tomorrow what you got today.
Hello, I'm John Taffer. This is my No Excuses podcast, and wow, what a couple of weeks this has been, Corey.
Yeah, you started Bar Rescue, right?
We did. So a couple of announcements to make in this podcast, but it's been a pretty crazy week. So we just had a big article in Forbes magazine on Taffer Mixologist, a mixer, which I'm really excited about. Did a really interesting interview yesterday with Variety magazine.
Oh, really?
About how tequila has impacted Hollywood. And it was interesting, Corey. When I was doing the interview, I was doing some research. There are 10 celebrity tequila brands right now.
Wow.
And let's see, I don't have the notes in front of me. Let me see if I can remember. The Rock has one that he's introducing pretty quickly. Sammy Hagar has a new one that he's introduced, which is the first ever blend of mezcal and tequila, which is interesting. Carlos Santana has one. And there's, I guess, four or five others that I'm forgetting. But it's amazing how many celebrities have gotten in the tequila business. And doing some research, it's interesting. Tequila is the number one growing spirit in America, Corey.
Okay.
But yet whiskey is a much bigger market. So even though whiskey is growing at a slower percentage rate of itself, the fact of the matter is still more whiskey sales than tequila. But it's interesting. So we had a board meeting for Frey Ranch this week for my Frey Ranch whiskey, which is I'm pretty excited about. And Colby and Ashley, my partners, are I think two of the best whiskey makers in all of America. So I'm pretty darn excited about that. Then, of course, seltzer is through the roof. We're now at over 250 retailers in Nevada. If you haven't tried it yet, it is now at Walmart in California, Texas, Florida, and in about 250 retailers in Las Vegas, including the liquor stores in Caesars properties, the liquor stores in Wynn, and most places where you'd buy those kind of products in Nevada. So I'm really, really proud of that. And this week, Corey, we introduced three new flavors.
I know. I'm excited.
Taffer's Original, which is elderflower, which is off the charts. If you like some of the others, the strawberry basil, the elderflower is off the charts. We introduced a mango flavor and a simply watermelon flavor. So now we're up to six flavors, and we're going to start introducing variety packs at Walmart in just a few weeks. So we're pretty excited about
that.
Yeah,
we got to go see elderflower get packaged and all that kind of stuff. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, so when are we going to post all that stuff?
I believe next week.
Great. So if you watch my social media, we actually went to the bottling plant and we followed these cans as they went through the processing, right, from being filled to clean to boxed, and pretty cool stuff. So we shot a bunch of videos, and we'll post that online next week. It's amazing to watch the product, Corey, go from, you know, beginning to end, and to stand there and watch thousands of them go by on those conveyor belts. Yeah, I got to tell you, as Taffer, watching all those Taffer logos go by is pretty freaking cool, buddy. Definitely one of the coolest things I've ever seen. So, you know, a lot going on in the news right now. So when you think about the political situation and the fact that the debates are ending and the primaries are starting and we're getting closer to election and the impeachment, God knows where the hell that's going, and all of the various the China trade deal that's been done now, what's going on with Iran, it's an interesting time in our world. And what I really like is it seems like people are a little less divisive since the New Year's. Don't you think, Corey?
Yeah, I feel that. It's like it's in the air.
It is. Like, you know, it's almost like we're not fighting with each other anymore.
Yeah.
We're just starting to accept what is. Either we agree or we disagree, but we don't have to be divisive, which I think is a very cool thing. So there's a lot going on in our Taffer world here, Corey, and this is going to be a unique podcast for us because we are actually going to take about, what is it, a five-week sabbatical?
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know this, but, you know, I'm in a seltzer business. I'm in a mixology business. We, of course, have our consulting practice that I've done for almost 40 years and all the businesses. What do you think the toughest job I have is, Corey?
I would say podcast because I'm right there with you.
No, man, this is a piece of cake compared to Bar Rescue. Bar Rescue is the toughest job I have ever had in my life.
I'm just kidding.
And when I think about Bar Rescue, you know, the production, 57 cast members, all the logistics of production, shooting the show, driving the story, getting all the employees and all the crew members trained, then remodeling the bar, getting all of our equipment, getting our art teams and our construction teams together, and going to work. And this week, we start a new 15-episode run of new episodes of Bar Rescue. Ooh. And the new season premieres March 1st. So, Corey, starting a new season of Bar Rescue, especially when we've been on hiatus for 4 or 5 months, is a fucking nightmare.
Can't imagine.
Because we have all new crew. We got to train the crew. How do you remodel a bar in 36 hours if you've never done anything like that before?
I have no idea.
I mean, that's a science into itself is the way we go about that, because everybody's in the room at the same time. There is no get the flooring guy in and then he leaves. Then the electrician comes in and he leaves. So what we're doing is we're going to take a 4 to 5 week sabbatical from this podcast, because tell you the truth, I'm getting on the road. I'm flying to San Diego tomorrow, and I am diving into Bar Rescue. I've made a promise to myself that this is going to be the best season ever. I'm really pushing the shit out of myself, Corey, for this season. So we've pushed casting for great, unbelievable locations. I've pushed my crew. We have new cameras that we're using. We're using jibs and other visual effects to make the show even look better than it has, and I think it's looked pretty darn good. And then me, I got to push the shit out of myself. I want to drive story like I never have before. And what makes Bar Rescue great is the story that each episode has of people's struggle and their transformation and redemption of themselves. So I can't do this podcast and get through the next 4 weeks of Bar Rescue and do a great job of both. So here's what we're doing. We're going to take a five-week sabbatical. And we will be back after the premiere of Bar Rescue. So Bar Rescue premieres on Sunday, March 1st. I'm pretty excited about that, Corey. And I believe our first episode is Marshawn Lynch.
Yes.
Which I don't know if you guys have seen some of the clips online, but yeah, it's one of my favorite Bar Rescues ever. Marshawn's episode premieres March 1st. By then, I'll have a few weeks into the new season, Corey. Crew will start to be trained. We'll start to get our stuff together. And then I'll come back and we will start up our podcasts again. We might even change format a little bit, Corey. Maybe play with this sucker a little bit.
Yeah, why not? Why not have some fun?
Yeah, maybe we add a couple of new segments and such. But we'll keep you informed. So the week of March 2nd, so if March 1st is Sunday, then 2nd is Monday, 3rd is Tuesday, 4th is Wednesday. So March 5th would be Thursday. So our podcast will relaunch after the Bar Rescue sabbatical on Thursday, March 5th. You with me, Corey?
Yep.
I'm just making sure I'm saying this right here, buddy.
Yeah.
So, thank you all for listening to our No Excuses podcast. We've had an amazing run. We've had almost 4 million downloads. And I'm so appreciative to all of you. But one thing I want to make sure we do is we do Bar Rescue right. We do this podcast right. So, give me a few weeks. I'm getting on the road. I'm literally leaving, Corey, here in, what, 10 minutes?
Yeah, you have your luggage is in the
My luggage
office.
Is in a hallway right outside. That's right. So, I am literally leaving here, heading to San Diego, and launching a new season of Bar Rescue. So, while I'm off shooting Bar Rescue, I didn't want to leave you guys with no podcast. So, here's what we're doing. For the next few podcasts, we're going to do classic, best of, but they're not clip shows. We're going to run our best podcasts ever. So, we're going to do some encore podcast performances the next few weeks, and then new podcasts will start on Thursday, March 5th. And the classic ones, Corey, that we picked are pretty fucking good.
Oh, every episode's good, John.
Ah, well, thanks, buddy. But some are better than others, and we picked the best ones. So, next few weeks, classic episodes of No Excuses Podcast. We're back with fresh new episodes on March 5th. And keep an eye out, guys. Bar Rescue starts on March 1st. Take care, everybody. And don't forget, subscribe right now. Do it right now. Any place where you subscribe to your podcasts.